Hello and welcome to the Energy Week podcast. I'm Rebecca Curran. This week, Total bosses announced they hope to finally plug the North Sea gas leak. Rules on reporting offshore accidents are relaxed, and the latest figures show oil and gas exports from Scotland rose by 4.5% over the last year. At the start of last week, bosses at Total announced they hope to finally plug the North Sea gas leak. It's been over a month since the Elgin was evacuated, but a key step was taken the week before with installation of a device to divert gas away from the platform. If the well kill isn't a success, then Total say they'll have to rely on drilling a relief well, which will take months to complete. Rules on reporting offshore accidents to the Health and Safety Executive are being relaxed. Injuries now only need to be reported if they put a worker out of action for 7 days or more. Previously, it was a minimum of 3 days. Oil bosses say under EU rules, they'll still be keeping a record of all injuries under the old rules. Aberdeen-based oil and gas firm Wood Group announced last week it's been awarded engineering and support contracts for the world's largest semi-submersible production facility. The plant, serving a gas field off the northwest of Australia, has been described as a record-setting project. Detailed engineering should be complete by autumn next year. Latest figures show oil and gas exports from Scotland rose by 4.5% over the last year. Nearly half of all minerals were exported, with sales reaching £7.6 billion. Scottish Enterprise are welcoming the growth, saying it's particularly encouraging at a time of global economic problems. A northeast-based engineering firm are set to launch an expansion in the US after setting £40 million aside for the project. Aberdeen Group Enermec are investing up to £9.5 million in new equipment and a further £31.5 million earmarked for acquisitions. The mechanical engineering company employs around 1,000 people across Europe, America and Asia. A new generation of energy firms in the city and shire will have the spotlight shone on them at a forthcoming business event. Oil and Gas UK's breakfast briefing is set to showcase new companies entering the industry and what they're bringing to the table. It took place last week at the AECC. An Aberdeen-based energy services firm is set to expand into Dubai. Synergy say they've taken on 30 new staff in the Arab Emirate and plan on creating another 20 posts over the next 6 months. They've already got an office in nearby Abu Dhabi. A poll of energy professionals has found the majority think operators should accept complete liability for exploration and production risks. 66% of the delegates questioned at the Offshore Technology Conference in Houston agreed with that view. 33% thought E&P risk should be passed on to contractors. A joint seminar has been held in Aberdeen between the City Council and the Brazilian Embassy in London on energy opportunities in South America. The event at the townhouse next week aims to assist international education and training centres seeking to invest in Brazil. Over the next 10 years, around 2 million jobs are expected to be created in the energy and petroleum offshore supply chain in the country. Challenges faced by the energy industry in attracting, retaining and engaging staff will be the focus of an event at the AECC next week. Oil and Gas UK's seminar will hear from various industry bosses on the best approaches for keeping staff in the sector. And some good news rounded off the week. Supermarket chain Asda is to cut its fuel prices by up to 2 pence a litre. From Friday, drivers filling up at any of its 195 forecourts nationwide will pay no more than 136.7 pence a litre for petrol and 141.7 pence a litre for diesel. Meanwhile, Sainsbury's says it's also cutting its petrol and diesel prices in many of its stores by up to 2 pence a litre. And that's the Energy Week podcast. I'm Rebecca Curran.